want to say a couple things about what's happening in Iowa and also about the interview we just did. First, what's happening. The events that I've had here over the course of the last week or so make it very clear that things are moving in my campaign here in Iowa. There's an enormous amount of energy on the ground, a lot of excitement. People coming up to me after the event saying, all right, I was undecided and I'm now decided. I'm going to caucus for you. And the energy and the momentum has a familiar feel to it for me. Some of it I remember from 2004. And the second thing is we had a discussion in the interview just now about the differences between the candidates and particularly about how we're going to bring about change. Healthcare. We focused on healthcare in this discussion, how we're going to bring about change with healthcare. You know, my view is you can't take money from these people and then sit at a table and make a deal with them, and you can't simply negotiate with them and hope that they'll compromise their power away. If those things worked, we would have universal health care instead of having decades of just talking about it without having universal health care. What's going to be required to bring about this change is a president who's willing to stand up to these people and to fight for America. We've had American presidents who've done that in the past, and it brought about big change that was needed in America. And that's a fight that I'm ready for. It's a fight that I'm ready to take on as President of the United States, and it's the way we will bring about the change this country needs. And that said, I'll be glad to take questions.
You have a couple of union groups advertising on your behalf.
Yes. No. First of all, for almost 10 years now in public life, I've never taken any money from a Washington lobbyist or a special interest PAC. To the best of my knowledge, certainly among most of the candidates, I don't think that's true. I don't think they've done the same thing. And so I've shown through my own conduct my commitment in that regard. And what other groups do, by law, I have no control over. I can't tell them what to do or what not to do. They get to make decisions about that. It's one of the problems with the law, but it is the law, and we're required by law to stay out of it.
I mean, you were asked in the interview about Senator Clinton's position on withdrawing troops from Iraq.
Yes.
Could you expand a little bit on your reaction to that and how you think, if at all, that will change the dynamics in your mind?
Well, I was just very surprised by it. I've been with her at many events where she was asked about this, and she's many times said something different over the course of the... I don't mean many times has said something different. As many times has said something that's different than what she just said. Let me be clear about that. And so I was very surprised by it, particularly since we've been in the campaign for a year now. And Iraq has been a central issue throughout the entire campaign, and we're now 2 weeks before the caucus.
Senator, on Iraq, would you keep any troops back in Iraq besides the one governing embassy? Any that would be training or coordinating their own?
My plan would be to have all combat troops out, and the only troops that would be there would be the ones guarding the embassy.
And they wouldn't be training anybody?
Not over the long term, because I think what happens is you just continue to put targets on the backs of American troops when you do that. I would consider the possibility of having some troops there to protect humanitarian workers, but my plan now would not be to do that.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.